News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm David McCollum. The Greater Oklahoma City Chamber is endorsing Republican Ferlin Kearns for Oklahoma County Assessor. Kearns has felony convictions from 29 years ago in Cleveland County, including driving under the influence and leaving the scene of an injury accident, along with a history of delinquent taxes. Governor Kevin Stitt pardoned Kearns in 2022. Under state law, convicted felons may run for state, county, or municipal office 15 years after completing their sentence. Three young brothers have been missing since January, and officials are asking for help finding them. Koa Conway, age 12, Noah Conway, age 12, and Josiah Conway, age 14, were all last seen in Daisy on January 13th. If you know the boys' whereabouts, contact the Pushmataha County Sheriff's Office. An Oklahoma City police officer is on administrative leave after shooting and killing a woman during a standoff. Radio Oklahoma's Ann Roberts has details.
Police responded to a shots fired call at a Southwest Oklahoma City apartment complex overnight. When they arrived on the scene, a woman was shooting a gun inside her apartment. After a four-hour standoff, the woman began shooting at officers on the scene. One officer that returned fire shot and killed the woman. The incident is still under investigation.
A 40-year-old man didn't like how an umpire was calling a Little League baseball game in Seminole County. So he went to home plate, got in the face of the ump, punched him, then threw him to the ground. Jonathan Lee is facing a misdemeanor charge of assault of an athletic official and faces up to 6 months in jail. Game 2 of the NBA Western Conference Finals is tonight in downtown OKC. The San Antonio Spurs won the first game of the 7-game series Monday night. Tip-off tonight is at 7:30. The series moves to San Antonio Friday and Sunday for games 3 and 4. More on these stories at RadioOklahomaNews.com. For the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm David McCollum.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.